Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply be specific. Be specific. Think about how specificity governs everything that we do in our lives. If you pull to a drive-thru window at a fast food restaurant, you're specific. You don't just order a hamburger and fries. You'll say, let me have a hamburger, extra cheese, no bacon, cut the onions, add mustard. Also, let me have a large fry and put 2 packets of ketchup in there for me, please, and a large Coke light on the ice. We're specific when we go places. You know your shoe size, your hat size, your dress size, your coat size. We're specific in almost everything we do. If a guy goes to the barbershop, he doesn't just let the barber start cutting his hair. He may say, give me a light fade on the side, give me a part on the right at the top, and then make sure you put my name in the back of my head. He's going to make sure that he is specific. Well, think about it. We even serve a specific God. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says that God called the light day and the darkness night, and then we discover in Genesis 1 and 14, the Bible says that God said, let the lights in the firmament of heaven divide day and night. Let them be signs for and for seasons and for days and for years. He created the stars in heaven. He created the sun and the moon. And look at how specific he was when he created us. We don't see people with eyes in the middle of their head or 2 feet on one leg. No, on the contrary, we're perfectly symmetrical. God was specific in his design of us. We were fearfully and wonderfully made, as we discover in the book of Psalms. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God was specific. And I think if we add specificity, more specificity, to our Christian lives, things will be so much better for us as a whole. Think about it, my friends. Our SPEC acronym outlines 4 key components where we should be specific. And if we leverage this level of specificity in our spiritual lives, I can assure you that we will see results like never before. That S in our SPEC acronym reminds us to be specific with our speech. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we don't have to be random in communicating with people. Oftentimes, with slang and terminologies and words that we use, we're not often conscious of what we're saying, that our words actually have power, that we are speaking spirits just like God. So we have to be cognizant or mindful of whatever we say. So take these, let's outline a couple of little points. First of all, our speech should include the name of Jesus. See, rather than saying, quote unquote, the man upstairs, or we should say Jesus. The Bible says in John 14 and 13, and whatsoever we ask in Jesus's name, he will do it. Then we discover in Acts 9 and 29 that he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. When was the last time, my friends and neighbors, that you spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus? When was the last time you used his name, not in vain, not saying sweet Jesus or good Jesus or old Jesus as a joke? No. How many times have you used it to invoke the power of God on the inside of you? I say, my friends and neighbors, that we should make a habit of routinely leveraging the name, because we discover in Philippians 2 and 10 that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth. Yes, my friends, we also should use our speech only to communicate what we believe. My speech should include where I'm going, not what I'm going through. Remember the woman who had a son in the book of Kings, and her son died, and she went and found the prophet Elijah, and he said, how are you? She says, is everything well in your house? And she said, all is well. See, in the Bible, in Romans chapter 4, we discover that we call those things that don't exist as though we did, that we hope against hope. Yes, my friends, we discover it in Romans 4 and 19. The Bible says Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in the faith, giving glory to God. Yes, we have to make sure that we're incorporating Christ in our everyday language. How often is it that you use scriptures when you speak? You see, when Jesus spoke, he spoke the word of God. Remember when he was in the wilderness in Mark chapter 4, and every time he was tempted of the devil, he responded back by saying, it is written, it is written, it is written. Every time we face challenges and obstacles in life, my friends, I say to us all that we should begin to say just like Jesus, it is written, it is written, it is written, and then begin to utter those words of God all the time. How often is it that you talk, my friends, and that you include scripture in your speech? I think that's a powerful element for every saint of God, that we're including and incorporating the word of God in the words that we say every day. Not only necessarily that we're saying as we're encouraging ourselves, but as we're encouraging other people. That P in our speech acronym, or SPEC acronym rather, reminds us of the importance of our practices. Think of the specificity that we've got in our routine. We all have specific routines. If you go to the gym, you're going to go for a particular amount of time. You're going to do a particular amount of reps on some particular machines, and you're going to work on a particular area of your body. You're not running around the gym like a little kid playing with a machine for 2 minutes, going to another one for 30 seconds, and hopping on another one for 15 seconds. No, no. You're actually specifically working on something that you want to get accomplished. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, when you think about going to school, if you're in college, you go to specific classes on specific days. You have a specific major, and you're in class for a specific time. There's a routine established. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to have the same routine as it pertains to our relationship with God. Our Christian life deserves routines just as everything else we do does. In Mark 1 and 35, the Bible says that Jesus rose up in the morning, a great while before the day, and went out into a solitary place, and there he prayed. He had a specific time, a specific place, and a specific process and purpose. You see it in Luke 4 and 16. The Bible says Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. What time do you have Bible study every day, my friends and neighbors? What time are we engaged in prayer every single day? Is it in the morning for you or at nighttime? And if so, what time? I challenge you, my friends, to put it down on paper and begin to write out when you're going to go into Bible study and prayer, and then keep your day routine. I challenge you to begin to write out what scriptures you're going to memorize and keep that daily routine. Yes, my friends, more than that daily devotional that we flip over every day and walk past it and don't think about it anymore, we have to be specific and get serious about our Christian lives enough to say, you know what, our Christian life, our spiritual maturity and development deserves specificity. We're going to complete part two on tomorrow, my friends, and that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. And until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.